was to commence with hymn 981. Why should I yield to slavish fears? God is the same to endless years. Though clouds and darkness hide his face, he's boundless both in truth and grace. 981.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together from his holy word. Three portions. Firstly, Psalm 12. Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation for ever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And now Psalm 40. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us walled. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. And finally, from the Gospel according to Matthew, part of chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, we'll read the first 16 verses. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now may help us and teach us to pray. Dear Lord, could we now come? Lord, could a sinner approach unto the Almighty God of heaven and in earth? O Lord, thou knowest, Lord, where we dwell, and thou knowest we would not be left to some form, some habit, some tradition, but oh, we would come just as we are. And Lord, that makes us tremble within. For, O Lord, thou dost see us through and through. And out of the heart proceed those things that defile. And Lord, they do defile. Lord, oh, how we come unclean, unclean, unclean. Can ever God dwell here, full of sin, iniquity, full of all of that so contrary to thy holy word of truth? And yet, Lord, oh, there was one that laid his glory by. Yet, Lord, thou didst blessedly make that new and living way. What hath God wrought? O Lord, we would be favoured then to look unto thee. We would be favoured to look to that rent veil of the temple from the top to the bottom. We would know, Lord, that thou didst come for such a wretch as I. We would lay help upon one that is mighty. We would, Lord, know thou knowest those that come in faint, yet pursuing. Oh, lift up the beggar from the dunghill. Favour us, Lord, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Meet the needs of sinners. Oh, thou didst come, dear Lord, for sinners. Thou didst come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, could we hear thy call this night, and from the very dust, oh, could thou blessedly favour us, Lord, to come. I who am but dust and ashes, taking it upon me to speak unto thee. But oh, how dear Abraham there prevailed. Oh, the kingdom of heaven taken by violence, and the violent take it by force. Wrestling prayer that can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits, force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. And Lord, thou knowest each sinner that needs it this night. But O Lord, we would also come, with praise and thanksgiving. We worship an almighty God. All power is given unto me. And O Lord, oh, thy mercies, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, it is of thy mercies that we are not consumed. Lord, and thy mercies, Lord, oh, from everlasting to everlasting thou art God. Oh, may there be that flows and meets the need of sinners this night. Sound to my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, do hear the cries, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Grant that to thy honour and thy glory. But oh, do feed thy sheep and feed thy lambs. Lord, we stand once more in this solemn place. But oh, Lord, we beg and plead that thou would send no praying soul empty away. And Lord, if there are those that come up without prayer, without a need, without a desire, oh, could it be the set time, oh, to go from the doors of thy house, praying, behold, he prayeth. Oh, when thou dost begin, thou dost make an end. May there be, Lord, souls born again in this house of prayer. May there be souls, Lord, called by grace. May thy word have no uncertain sound. Oh, there is the blowing of the trumpet in Zion. Lord, in thy mercy, may there be that the dead hear. Oh, may there be that the lame, Lord, leap at. May there be that those, Lord, blind, deaf, dumb, are caused, Lord, to blessedly know. None are beyond thy power. Oh, that thy healing virtue might flow then. Hear the cries of this church and people as they travail for precious, never-dying souls, for this child I prayed, as they travail to bring forth to thy honour, to thy glory, to thy praise. Oh, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. This is thy work and thine alone. But oh, may there be many, yeah, Lord, called out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. A people, Lord, raised up for thy praise. Oh, Lord, a knowing that on this rock I will build my church. And the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. O Lord, may there be that rejoicing. Lord, over a sinner saved by free and sovereign grace, not unto us, but unto thy name, all the honour, all the glory will redound to eternal praise. Hear prayer then, the dear children. May truly they all be taught of the Lord. May they be found amongst that spiritual generation following. May they be, Lord, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. May they prove, and Lord, do prove in the dear families, my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, meet the need of those in education's pathway. Meet the need as they, Lord, venture in life's pathway. Do provide those suitable, Lord, places in employment. That, Lord, oh, seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and knowing that all these things shall be added unto you. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Lord, favour them to look to thee then. Guide, O thou great Jehovah, and may they prove the Lord will provide. In mercy, do remember Lord, those that are in the midst, Lord, of the burden and heat of the day, Lord, do, we would pray, sustain them, keep them, favour them to occupy till thou dost come, strengthen. Oh, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Grant that wisdom and that help. And Lord, keep and help in all the goings, all the doings. May there be that then continually to thy honour, glory and praise and that good success. Oh, do hear prayer in dear families then. And Lord, remember those that do know affliction. Remember those that know many fears. Remember those that know many sorrows. Lord, oh, have we not read, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. May thy dear people know it. And oh, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials sure. Is Jesus Christ thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? Remember our dear friend, Lord, his father, now undergoing that operation, we believe. O Lord, we do plead thy mercy in it, and thy sustaining in the dear family. Hear their cries, and oh, could there be a proving, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will restore the power of the Lord present to heal. Guide and direct, Lord, those that have the care and responsibility and rule and overrule for good. May there truly be in all things working together for good to them that love thee. And oh, to be still and know that I am God. Oh, do grant that peace be still, and may there be blessing in it. Oh, truly a strengthening before their ears are going hence. Lord, we know not what a day and hour may bring forth, but oh, do work in these things to thy honour, glory and praise. Strengthen the things that remain then, that are ready to die. Hear our cries then for loved ones as we bear them before thee, Lord. Oh, to know, Lord, that healing virtue to flow then. Lord, oh, do in thy rich mercy prepare us each then, we plead once more for all thy will and to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must all be of grace. And Lord, do hear prayer. Thou knowest, Lord, those hidden things. Thou knowest, O Lord, those, Lord, that carry into thy house those things known only to thee, their burden, their trials, their mountains, their impossibilities, those hard questions. Favour each one to roll the burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. And where loved ones are travelling back, Lord, do bring them back in peace and in safety. Lord, have mercy upon us then, as we would look to thee. Now, Lord, do help as we would turn to thy holy word. Lord, there is a deep that couches beneath. There is a blessed spirit of truth. And, Lord, it's thine to take of the things of thy precious word. And, oh, blessedly, gloriously reveal this same Jesus. Oh, do rend the heavens and come down. Oh, do souls good. meet each need, older ones, younger ones, those in the midst. And Lord, we do plead that thou would hear the cries of the brethren. Our dear friend at the desk, each deacon, thou knowest, Lord, all need and each need. And Lord, do bind this dear church and people in thy love and in thy fear. And Lord, we pray for thy servants also, one, Jew, Lord, on the coming evenings. Lord, we pray for him. May there be a thus saith the Lord. May there be a continuing. May there be a pouring in and a pouring out. And O Lord, we do plead, if it be thy most holy will, grant, Lord, in this house of prayer and in the houses of prayer again, pastor after thine own heart, to feed with that knowledge and understanding. Thou knowest the needs of souls. In mercy then, help as we would, look to thee. Lord, we plead, certainly I will be with thee. We plead, open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. We plead, dip our foot in oil, make us acceptable to the brethren. Take us as a little child, and Lord, oh, do lead us in a plain path. In mercy then, remember our royal house, remember those in our parliament, local authority, those that keep the peace at home and abroad, those in our judiciary. Lord, oh, leave us not, neither forsake us. We would not be left to sense and reason. We would not be left to that form of man. But, oh, raise up praying men and women. May there be prayer from these shores and grant answers of peace. Have mercy upon us in these things, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. And those, Lord, who be affected, New Zealand, Libya, other parts of this world, Lord, where those things have so come in a moment, as it were, twinkling of an eye. Lord, we do beg that there may be a ruling and overruling for good. Lord, oh, to be ye also ready. Hear the prayers then for thy oppressed people, for thy people in need. And oh, could there be many that turn yet to that new and living way in these deep things that come upon the earth. Hear our poor cries, and Lord, help us now to look to thee in the singing of the hymn, through thy word, and worship thee, and thou shalt have all the honour, glory, and praise. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 593. Jesus is a mighty Saviour, helpless souls have here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. O ye helpless, come and on his grace depend. 593.
and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the first psalm that we read, Psalm 12 and verse 5. Psalm 12 and verse 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Once more, we turn to a psalm of David. Once more, that man after God's own heart, led by the blessed Spirit of truth, begins this psalm with a prayer. Help, Lord. What a mercy to be found a praying soul. What a mercy to be found looking unto Jesus. You may not feel it so, dear soul, but oh, if you're brought to pray this blessed prayer, this simple prayer, these two words, out of deep need, and a true laying hold by precious faith, God-given faith, help, Lord. As dear David, he looked about, the godly man ceaseth, the faithful fail from among the children of men. But oh, there was that eternal in the heavens. There was that of that rock which is Christ. There were the purposes of heaven, the purposes of grace. Help, Lord. He will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. While we pray, dear soul, we live. And Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Oh, the power given to wretched sinners, that the kingdom of heaven, the marvel of it, taken by prayer. Help, Lord. And oh, here we have the answer. Here we have, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. She was singing just now. My heart went up to the Lord. He granted these words yesterday evening. But, O Lord, how wilt thou have them spoken from? What do the poor, the needy of Swavesey need this day, Lord? The exercises of soul, the needs in the pathway, the needs in dear families, the needs amongst you as a church and people, the needs of Zion, the needs in our poor land and nation. But in that hymn just now, there was that came concerning a soul that is ventured in something the Lord knows. And now, what have I done? That when the enemy puffeth at him, the marginal rendering is would ensnare him. A snare holds. A snare is a terrible thing. It clamps tight, and it grows tighter and tighter. Oh, with a merciless grip, ensnare. Soul and that puffeth with the enemy, where the doubts and the fears, where the trembling upon the bed comes as blow upon blow, wave upon wave, puffeth. Some of us are old enough to remember that storm of October 1987. And how the blow upon blow that moved the very house, never known anything like it. Do you have blow upon blow? What have I done? What have I ventured in? Oppressed. You know, oppression is a terrible thing. It keeps down. It allows no freedom to arise, no freedom to speak, no freedom to give vent. Those things that may be right. And you know the old enemy oppresses. And sin oppresses. It keeps down. It is as blow upon blow puffeth at him. And it ensnares. Oh, it grips, and it painfully grips. For the oppression and for the sighing. How can we describe this? I'd speak in love, but some of us have known loved ones sighing. Sighing in deep grief, deep pain. That's worse than your own sighing, you know. When you have love to them. And is there a soul this night? Such is the grip. Such is the power of sin and the power of the enemy. Oh, it brings forth sighs. The hearts, the souls of the dear Lord's people go out to your soul. But oh, soul, there's not only that. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise. First of all, David was a prophet. You look at some of those Psalms, particularly perhaps Psalm 22, where he, by faith, looks at the pathway of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Those words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, the roaring. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and I am not silent. Yes, he goes on, a worm and no man, reproach of men, despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn, shoot out the lip and shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted with him. It's the pathway of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He walked the pathway where he was oppressed. He walked the pathway where he sighed and he groaned. He walked the pathway when the old enemy, blow upon blow, merciless, blow upon blow. But oh, dear David, see, blessed be his holy name. Now will I arise. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees the fruits of the victory. He sees that glorious resurrection more. Now will I arise. Do we worship? Yes, we do, a crucified Lord and Saviour. But it doesn't end there, does it? Blessed be his holy name. Now will I arise, a risen Lord and Saviour, who now lives and rules and reigns. And did we say this morning, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it's this, dear Lord, and it's this, dear Saviour. Now for the oppression of the poor. Not tomorrow. Not later on this evening. Not this night. Now. For the oppression of the poor. Oh Lord, let it come now. Is it your desire to come in? Mine's an urgent pressing case. Sir, come down here, my child, die. You need him. Oh, if he doesn't come this night, if he doesn't rend the heavens and come down, what will I do? Oh, so, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. There's another word that came with this word. Came, a dear friend's home this evening. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me, thinketh upon this worm, this sinful worm, this vile worm, this worm, O wretched man that I am, this worm, behold, I am vile, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. The marvel of it, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. You see, the Lord sees the oppressed poor, he sees the sighing needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. What a mercy. What a favour. What a blessing. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Poor. I was so struck as I turned and my thoughts went to the words of the dear Lord as he begins what is called the Sermon on the Mount. There's many things in that sermon that try. Many things in that sermon that come close. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, never man spake like this man. Oh, that blessedly flowed, that blessedly searches. So come now. Would you know that just pleased the flesh? Or would you go from his house from time to time, searched and tried, that to go home and beg that the Lord would in mercy cover, would in mercy help, would in mercy wash, and oh, strengthen to turn to that new and living way as you go before him in confession. But he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and the very first thing that he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. How remarkable. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Those, dragged down. Sin, Satan. Those wearied by the conflict. Those tried ones. Those tempted ones. Those that come in feeling, no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. But oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You would order your words before him. But oppressed, as you cannot in and of yourselves find him. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. But blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now will I rise. What did he suffer for? What did he come for? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. For those that know him that puffeth at him. Simon, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Satan, sieve. Oh, what do we do in a sieve? We toss it up, don't we? Shake it all about to filter out that which is good. But Satan sieve. Oh, he just toss it about. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. The Lord knows. Lord, it's my sin. Lord, I am the cause here. Have you taken your eye, dear soul, off of that help, Lord? Dear Peter did, didn't he? I'm beginning to sing. Help, Lord. Oh, then the cry. Master, save me. Oh, then the cry goes forth once more. But are you looking about? You've taken your eye off the dear Lord and Saviour. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. But you don't know the circumstances now, but the Lord does. And if I stand here as a servant of the living God, he has given these words this night for one that is poor in spirit. One that is brought low. One that is oppressed, one that is sighing, perhaps groaning within, and one in great need. But I am poor and needy. Well, dear soul, the Lord knows your case. The Lord knows your pathway. And oh, he will arise for your help. My late dear grandfather used to often pray at the desk at home that the Lord would pluck his arm out of his bosom, make bare his holy arm. It speaks of power. It speaks of the Lord working. It speaks of that now will I arise. Look to him. Don't look to self. Don't look to man. Don't look to anything here below. But O Lord, thou didst arise. And Lord, thou didst break the seal of man, thou didst roll away the stone, thou didst cause the watch to become as dead men. I love that when the angel rolled back the stone and sat upon it. Defiance is the wrong word, but I can't think of the right word. As if he rolled back that stone and sat upon it and defied the very powers of hell. The Lord must arise. The Lord will arise, and he will arise for their help. And oh, dear soul, oh, when you blessedly lay help upon one that is mighty. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You see the power that is here. Oh, now will I arise, saith the Lord. Yes, blessed, blessed be his holy name, all things work together for good to them that love him. And oh, dear soul, when the Lord, not if, when the Lord arises for the help of his dear people, for the help of one oppressed, poor, sighing, needy soul that the enemy has got such a grip of that putteth at him. Heaven and earth shall pass away rather than his word fail. You say that's a strong way of putting it. But oh, soul, that's the very substance of this. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. It's a command of heaven. And oh, what he has spoken will not fail, it cannot fail. Blessed, blessed be his holy name, there's the thus saith the Lord in it. There's the seal of heaven in it. Now will I arise, almighty power. And I go back to it again. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest soul upon his knees. Now will I arise. For that weakest soul. The old enemy's had his day. And now he's a beaten foe. Now he's a chained foe. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Oh, I will set him in safety. Go back to that scene on that mountain. Went up into a mountain. There is a going up, dear soul. This is holy ground. And the multitudes that came here. Oh, you that feel so far off. You that feel, yes, to know the power of the enemy and the power of darkness. Here's safety. Go up with them. Lord, is there room for me? Is there that for me here? And when he was set, and oh, dear soul, now he set and rules and reigns in glory. His disciples came unto him. They gathered round, you see. The scene on this mountain. Nothing to disturb. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, oh, that talk of free and sovereign grace. That, as we touched this morning for the elect's sake, here's safety. The feet of your Lord, the feet of your Saviour. Here's safety. Oh, here is peace and perfect peace. In your right mind, hearing him. Where's the old enemy now? He's cast out. He's gone. He's defeated. You see, the sweet psalmist goes on, the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth. I take it that refers to those in those old days as they built a furnace in that earth to get that concentrated heat to purify that silver, that it might go through that process 7 times. But the psalmist sees in it, oh, that is so pure, that is so precious, that is so holy, and oh, that shines forth. Is it precious to you? Set him in safety. Oh, there is a place, dear soul, when the Lord blesses, you're set in safety. When the Lord shines through his word, you're set in safety. Fixed. That rock, which is Christ. And oh, sit still, my daughter, until thou seest how the matter will fall set. No desire to depart. Looking unto Jesus. Dear Ruth, she knew the oppression of the poor for the sighing of the needy. And she knew the now will I arise, saith the Lord. She knew the blessings of Bias, and she would know them more. Go not into another field. Yes, sit still, my daughter. What a mercy, what a favour, when the Lord so blessedly works. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath been fully showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, not come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I'm sure I've declared in this house a prayer, and it comes back years ago as I was cycling to work in those days. I passed by a lake, and there was this swan on the lake, and a couple of her cygnets beside her, and she had her wing outstretched over both, under whose wings thou art come to trust. If I remember rightly, that was the text one Lord's Day evening, those years ago in this house of prayer, beautiful scene. And the Lord blessedly spoke through it. Go, and Boaz said unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. What a mercy. What a favour. The field, you see. The rich provision. The Lord's mercy. Abide here fast. Sit still, my daughter. How the Lord blessedly arose then for dear Ruth's help. And oh, it arise for your soul. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. But oh, may the Lord favour us. As we know his help. And oh, as we know that resurrection power to consider him. There's another word in the Gospels. Arise, let us go hence. The Church of Christ looks back to that precious, precious victory. Yes, Satan's head bruised. Oh, the glorious call of the Gentile Church, that rent veil from the top to the bottom, that new and living way made. Now will I arise, but arise, let us go hence. Dear soul, in the pathway, as the Lord blessed be his holy name arises for your help, as he sets you in safety from him that puffeth at him. May there be a going on to know the Lord. May there be a considering of him. This truly makes the pathway blessed, precious. It's holy ground. Take off thy shoes from off thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Arise, let us go hence. Oh, so he went a little further. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He knows so. The deepest parts, and far deeper than my pathway and yours. He walked it out. The oppression of the poor for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise. Arise, let us go hence. It was all laid on him. And he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Later on, we read, Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. And that's what a praying church and people need. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. O Lord, arise for these oppressed, arise for these poor, arise for these sighing ones, arise for these needy ones, arise for these that know the power of the enemy. But O Lord, keep them. Keep them in that narrow way. Keep them, Lord, looking unto Jesus. And, O Lord, arise for their help. One final thought. That we read in the Gospels. With the dear Lord asleep in the hinder part of the boat. And yet the great storm. And yet the ship beginning to fill, so that they began to sing, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind. Peace, be still. And there was a great calm. Who is this that even the wind, the sea, the very elements obey him, laying help upon one that is mighty? But oh, this mighty God, this mighty Saviour, this mighty Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, will bring to those oppressed poor for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise. He's done it, and he ever will do it for his dear purchased flock to the end of time. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Pray for it, soul. And may you blessedly know it. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £695, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening. Mr. Warren is again expected to preach next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And there'll be a church meeting on Friday the 11th of March, God willing. And just a reminder to put your names on the sheet, anybody hoping to go to Mr. Crowther's funeral. Let us close with hymn 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. 117.
Thank you.
do hear the prayer that we have sung together. In mercy, do forgive all spoken amiss. But oh, do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. He that putteth his hand to the plough and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Do now take us as we go in peace and in safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.